Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Wally.
Good morning, Wally. Well, how's track practice going these days?
Okay, Dad. They cut Eddie Haskell from the squad yesterday.
Oh, what was the matter?
Well, we were having time trials, and he loosened Pee-wee Logan's starting block. When the gun went off, Pee-wee fell flat on his face.
I don't think that was very funny.
Neither did the coach. He chased Eddie right off the field.
Seems to me Eddie's always doing something like that.
Yeah. He says that's the way Jerry Lewis got started.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom.
Hi,
morning,
there, Beaver.
Ah, Beave.
Well, Dad, can I have 20 cents for flowers for Miss Landers?
What's the occasion?
She's sick.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Is she going to be out long?
Well, I guess so. We're spending $4. When she was sick with the flu, we only spent $2.50.
There you are, Beaver.
Thanks, Dad.
Hey, Beave, you know who your substitute's going to be?
We're not having a substitute. Mrs. Rayburn, the principal's taking over till Miss Landers gets back.
Well, you better watch your step with Miss Rayburn teaching you.
Well, sure. When she just comes in and says good morning, you know you can't mess around.
Well, children, I think we've all had time to finish our maps of Africa. Mr. Whitney, would you care to collect them?
Yes, Mrs. Rayburn.
Yes, Judy?
When Miss Landers is here, I always collect the papers.
Why don't you collect them on this side of the room, and why do you collect them on the other side?
Put one on the bottom.
You know, children, I was thinking, instead of our regular homework assignment, we might try something different for tomorrow. Thank you, Judy. Thank you, Whitey. You know, I thought instead of our usual assignment of homework, we could write an original composition. I'm going to leave the subject up to the class. Do we have any suggestions? Yes, Whitey.
How about submarines?
Oh, I don't think that's fair to the girls. Yes, Judy?
Charles Fredericks is chewing gum.
Thank you, Judy. I was going to speak to Charles about that after class. Yes, Theodore?
Tigers?
No, Theodore, I don't think so. Yes, Larry?
Mother's Day is soon, and we could write about our mothers, how we love them and pray for them, how they fix our lunch, and they wash our dirty clothes and everything.
Well, Larry, that's a very good idea. But instead of our writing about our mothers as they are now, suppose we write about our mothers as they were before they were married. Oh, I'm sure that you have mothers with very interesting backgrounds and careers. Yes, Judy?
My mother was head buyer for a big department store.
There?
She bought for ladies ready to wear.
Yes, Richard?
My mother was a whack in the army.
Well, then, children, it's all settled. We'll write a 50-word composition on what our mothers did before they married. Yes, Theodore?
50 words?
Class dismissed. Larry, will you place this world globe back on the shelf, please?
Yes, Mrs. Rayburn.
Hey, Larry.
Well, what did your mother do before she was married?
She was a dental nurse. That's how she met my father. He had cavities.
Oh.
My mother says if my father didn't have cavities, I never would have been born.
She would have married somebody else who had cavities.
I don't know. She didn't say.
What did your mother do, Beaver?
She never told me. Maybe she just hung around and did nothing.
Hi, Wally.
Oh, hi, Dave.
How come you wear your sweatshirt home from school?
Well, there's a track meet tomorrow. I want to get it dirty so they'll think I'm a star.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, Wally, what was Mom before she got married?
Well, she was a girl.
Yeah,
Yeah, but what did she do?
Well, I guess she just waited around for Dad to come and marry her.
Gee, it's hard to think of your mother waiting around for someone to marry her.
Yeah.
Do you think she ever did anything exciting or had any adventures?
I don't know. If she did, she never said anything about them.
Yeah. Well, I guess mothers don't like to talk about all the great things they did like fathers do.
Yeah. I'll bet Madame Curie never went around telling her kids what a blast she was.
Dear, Beaver's in the den. He'd like to talk to you about something.
Oh, well, honey, I'm doing the dishes. Couldn't you find out what it is?
Nope, he insists on talking to you.
Well, all right, come on, here. You finish these. Watch out, that water's hot.
Now, June, I've done hundreds of dishes since we were married.
All right, dear.
Oh!
Do you want to see me, Beaver?
Yeah, Mom. When you were a girl, what'd you do besides wait around for Dad to come and marry you?
You've been talking to your father.
No, I've been talking to Walt. I gotta write a composition about what you did when you were a girl.
Oh. Well, I went to boarding school and I spent my summers with Aunt Martha.
Did you ever have an exciting job?
Well, one Christmas vacation, I worked in a department store.
Were you a head buyer?
Hmm?
Judy Henson's mother was a head buyer for ready to wear.
Oh, no, honey. I worked in the book department. I sold red books and green books and yellow books.
And I'll bet you sold so many books that they made you boss of the whole bookstore.
Well, no, Beaver. After about 5 days, I had my sales slip so mixed up they let me go.
Oh. Did you ever have any other kind of exciting job?
Well, during the war, I worked for the USO.
Is that the same as the wax? Well, did you go overseas?
Well, no, Beaver, that was right here in Mayfield. You see, every Thursday night, I'd go down and I'd help them serve coffee and sandwiches to the soldiers and the sailors.
Gee, Mom, didn't you ever do anything exciting before you stopped being a girl?
Well, once at summer camp, I won a blue bathing cap at swimming meet.
That's pretty good, Mom.
Well, I better go finish my dishes. Who thought of writing about mothers?
Larry Mandel.
Well, wasn't that sweet of Larry?
He's sweet about a lot of things. He even gets mad if you step on bugs.
Oh, what'd Beaver want?
Oh, he's writing a composition about me before I was married. I hope I was exciting enough for him.
Well, dear, you were exciting enough for me.
Well, you're just saying that because you want me to finish the dishes.
That's right.
How'd you make out with Mom?
Well, pretty good. She won a blue bathing cap for swimming and served coffee to soldiers and had a job in the bookstore for 5 whole days.
Gee, I never knew all that. She won a cap for swimming, huh? Boy, now when we go to the beach, you can hardly drag her near the water.
Yeah. I guess that's because when you're married, you don't care about having fun anymore.
Yeah.
And then she was promoted to buyer for the dresses and got a salary of $175 a week.
Wow.
She was going to be made general manager of the store when she decided to get married.
Well, that was very interesting, Judy. You have reason to be very proud of your mother. All right, Larry.
Mother, by Lawrence Mondell. My mother was a dental nurse before she was married. She had to go to school for 3 years to learn how to be a dental nurse. When she passed a test as a dental nurse, she got a job as a dental nurse with a dentist.
Good, Larry. Yes.
I'm proud of my mother, too.
Well, you have reason to be. She was apparently very much of a success in her chosen field. Yes, Larry.
She was a dental nurse.
Yes, we know. All right, Richard.
My mother joined the wax during the last war. She started out as a private, but after 6 months, she got promoted to a corporal. Then she was sent overseas and was promoted to a captain. And she got a medal for doing more than her duty. When the war was over, the town she lived in gave her a dinner and free suitcases for serving her country.
Well, Richard, your mother had a very exciting career. To be promoted from a private to a captain was quite an honor. Very well, Theodore.
I haven't got mine.
Why not, Theodore?
Well, I don't know.
Well, did you forget to write it, lose it, or what?
Well, something happened to it.
I see. Well, we won't finish reading all of them today. Just make sure you have it here tomorrow, Theodore.
Yes, ma'am.
Without fail.
Yes, ma'am. Come on, Wally.
Look, Beaver, I got a geometry test. I can't help you with your composition.
But gee, Wally, some of the guys even got heroes for moms. I can't make my mom sound like she's nothing.
Well, look, then why don't you write it up like a poem? That always makes junk sound better.
Heck. Even a poem wouldn't make getting fired from a bookstore sound good.
Well, I'm busy, Beaver, but why don't you go ask Mom? If she knows you're in trouble, she'll help you out.
No. I'd be too ashamed to tell her I'm not getting any place with her life.
Oh, hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
You guys going out tonight?
Uh-huh. We're going to play bridge with the Rutherfords.
You fellas have a lot of homework to do?
Yeah, Dad. Wally's jamming geometry in his head, and I got to finish my composition.
How's your composition coming?
Oh, pretty good, Mom. I got an extra day, so I'm fixing it up.
That's the way to do it, Beaver. Well, you fellas behave yourselves.
Good night, Wally.
Night, Mom.
Beaver, before you go to bed, I want you to take a bath.
Yes, Mom.
Okay. Night.
Night. Night.
Well, Beaver, don't just sit there and look dumb. If you're going to look dumb, go somewhere else and look dumb.
Okay, I'll go downstairs and look dumb.
Before you start goofing off, you better take your bath.
Yeah. You'd think with all my other problems, at least I wouldn't have to take a bath.
Really a pleasure to welcome you to my show.
It was nice of you to ask me, Frank.
You know, Laura, you've had a colorful and exciting career. And I'm sure that my audience out there would be very interested in how you achieved this tremendous success.
Well, I'll start off by telling you that to become a success on Broadway is a long, hard struggle.
I can well imagine.
It doesn't happen overnight.
I'm sure it doesn't. For my audience, why don't you start from the beginning?
Well, I guess the beginning was when I was 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents wanted me to be a school teacher.
School teacher?
But I wanted to go on the stage. So it ended up with me running away from home. Oh, I don't recommend that, but it did get me started.
Understandably so, too. Now, where did you go first?
Well, naturally, I went to New York, and I tried to get a job as a chorus girl, but...
Well, with all these obstacles, what did you do?
Well, I was running out of money, so I just took dancing jobs any place I could get them. I don't know what they call them now, but they used to call them dives.
Laura, just how did you get your break? I mean, how long was it before somebody recognized that you had talent and your career really started to go up?
Well, I think we can close our arithmetic books. And then we'll get back to our compositions. Let's see, who was the last one to read his yesterday?
Richard was the last one, but Beaver didn't have any.
I have mine today, Mrs. Rayburn.
Oh, very well, Theodore. We'll start with you.
I had to use more than 50 words because my mother's such a big success.
Well, it's perfectly all right.
My Famous Mother by Theodore Cleaver. My famous mother ran away from home when she was 17 to be a dancer. She tried to get a job dancing as a chorus girl. That's a lady who dances in her bare feet. But she couldn't. So she got a job dancing in dives. Also beer parlor and joints.
Your mother?
Yeah.
Wow.
One day, a big gangster put my famous mother in a show, and she was a big success.
Boy, gangsters!
Yeah. Then the gangster got arrested, but my mother didn't. She was in 5 more shows, but quit when she married my father, who was a tap dancer.
Well, Theodore, that was very interesting.
Thank you, Mrs. Rayburn.
Ha, ha, ha.
Dad.
Hi, Beav.
What you doing?
Oh, cooking dinner.
Gee, I thought you could only cook outside. I didn't know you could cook inside.
Sure, I can. I used to cook for my fraternity brothers when I was in college.
Gee, Dad, that's neat. If you ever got fired, you could get a job working at a diner.
You bet I could, Beaver.
Where's Mom?
Oh, she left a note. She went over to school to talk to Mrs. Rayburn about something.
Oh.
You know what it's all about?
No, I don't know what it's all about.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, hi.
Hey, how come the kitchen's all messed up?
Wally, the kitchen is not all messed up. Your mother's out and I'm cooking dinner.
Oh. Hey, Dad. I think that's the brush that Mom usually cleans bottles with.
Oh. Well, let's just not say anything about it, shall we?
Oh, sure. It's okay with me. Hey, do you want me to put some more water in the corn?
Wally, did you ever hear that too many cooks spoil the broth?
Oh, sure, Dad. I'll get lost. Beaver? Hey, Beaver.
Go away, Wally.
Hey, Beaver, what are you doing sitting in there?
I'm sitting in here so nobody can get at me.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I wrote a composition about Mom. There was a whole bunch of lies. When Mrs. Rayburn called her down to school, and as soon as she gets home, everybody's going to jump on me.
Well, sure, but they'll find you in there.
I know, but until they do, I feel kind of safe sitting in here.
Yeah, I know.
Well, go away, will you, Wally?
One day, a big gangster put my famous mother in a show, and she was a big success. Then the gangster got arrested, but my mother didn't. She was in 5 more shows, but quit when she was married to my father, who was a tap dancer. Don't you dare laugh.
Oh, I'm not laughing, dear. What did Miss Rayburn say?
Well, of course, she knew it was all made up.
Well, that's something to be thankful for.
Dear, can you imagine what's going to happen when the other children go home and tell their parents that I was a chorus girl who danced in beer joints?
Yeah. I'm afraid this kills your chances for Mother of the Year.
But why would Beaver make up a thing like this?
Because he loves you.
Loves me?
Sure. And he wants you to be the most glamorous, exciting mother in the whole world. Want some coffee?
No, thanks. Well, I'm sorry to let him down.
Oh, it's not a question of that. You know how kids are. Didn't you once tell all your friends at boarding school that your mother was a movie star?
Well, yes, I did. But she made me get up in front of the whole school and tell them I made it up.
Well, you want to do that to Beaver?
Well, no, dear, but we can't let him get away with making up things like this.
Of course we can't. What did Miss Rayburn suggest?
Well, she said that she'd talk to him, but she thought it would be better if we did.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess you... Oh, my gosh, my steaks!
Oh, honey, I'll take care of this. You go on up, talk to Beaver.
Dad, is Mom mad at me for making her up a chorus girl?
No, she's not mad at you because we both understand why you did it.
Does Mrs. Rayburn understand?
I think she does.
Well, if everybody understands, how come you're yelling at me?
Beaver, I'm not yelling at you. Son, we'd all like to have the most glamorous, exciting parents in the world. But we just have to accept things the way God gives them to us.
I know, Dad. That's what you told me when I had that mole on my stomach.
He's not trying to be funny, Dad. That's what you told him.
Beaver, there's nothing wrong with imagining things and pretending to yourself and daydreaming. We all do that. But it's quite a different thing when you put them down on paper and try to pass them off as a truth.
Yeah, Dad. I guess it is.
If you live your life in a dream, Beaver, someday you're going to wake up and find out you've never had anything real. You think that over, son. I'm going down to help your mother with supper.
Hey, Wally, you think I'd go down and tell Mom I'm sorry about making her a chorus girl?
Heck, Beaver. She's a mom. They know when you're sorry without even telling them.
Yeah. But I think I'll tell her anyways.
Gee whiz, Beaver. You don't have to be afraid to go to school on Monday. Guys will make fun of you.
Gee, Larry. Now they know my composition was all made up.
They knew it on Friday. We were sort of talking after class, and everybody knew your mother wanted a dancer.
They did?
Yeah. But they liked your composition anyway. Well, it's like when you go to the movies, and you see King Kong eating people. Everybody knows it's all made up, but even so, it's exciting. Bam! Bam!
Yeah. Well, I guess it was exciting, all right.
Especially the gangsters.
Yeah, I guess it was kind of good.
Boy, Beaver. I wish I'd made up stuff about my mom.
You do, Larry?
Yeah, because what she did before she got married wasn't very exciting. She was a dental nurse.
Gee, I didn't know that.
Is a 10-day cruise too much time to spend in the middle of an ocean with people you don't even know? Well, then why not try TV Land's convenient one-hour cruise? Stay tuned for The Love Boat, coming up next.